Hi, I'm Dr. Saltarelli. I am a neuroaudiologist and a speech pathologist here in Friendswood, Texas, with Autumn Oak Speech, Voice, and Hearing. And today we have a guest speaker who is Kyler Menzel.
Hello, hello. Nice to meet y'all.
Yeah. So Kyler just is going through his cochlear implant journey, which we're going to phrase that as CI. So we're going to do CI. So our CI journey. And so I wanted him to share his experience. We're literally 3 weeks out with his right ear. But I want you to know his story and to see what he's doing, where he's come from, all the questions that all my patients, I've been doing CIs for pretty much decades now. It's been a part of my career, my entire career. And so the questions I have from patients, I'm actually going to ask Kyler, and he can help share with you, you know, firsthand, which I can't at this time in my life. So Kyler, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell me about you.
So I am a 22-year-old from Alvin, Texas. I showed cattle when I was younger, all throughout high school.
Oh, that's fun.
Won the rodeo with
did
heifers.
You?
Yes, I did, actually.
You did?
Yes.
My son's thinking about doing that for the first time.
It's amazing.
He'll be a junior.
It teaches you a lot of responsibility.
That's great.
From a young age.
He really needs that.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I really enjoyed it. And you learn so many life lessons with it. You learn so many friends, all that kind of stuff.
Good.
It's amazing.
You get your community.
Yes, yes.
Yes. And your heifer.
Yes, yes. The precious heifer. They're expensive, but
really,
they're well worth it.
Really, that's what he wants to do.
They're well worth it.
That's what he wants to do.
It's a lot of fun. A lot of memories.
Okay, good. So. Good. Awesome.
So I am a right-handed pitcher also at Houston Christian University. I've been there for 2 years now. I've played baseball all my life. It's kind of been my platform to spread the gospel in
yes.
certain ways, and that's kind
Very
of how
good.
I relate to it. But
yeah.
Big family man.
It sounds like it, and a big gospel in God. How did your parents incorporate all that? Just out of curiosity. Now, this is just a parent question for me, but like I'm trying. I have 5 teenage boys at home. My first one is definitely a Christian boy, and he goes with us at church, and the rest of them could do without it. Right now, so I'm trying to guide them and kind of push them gently, but not really be forceful with it.
Yes, yes. So when I was younger, obviously I have 3 brothers, all older than me.
Yeah, your family's like mine. Yeah.
Yes. So we went to church, obviously at a young age, and I kind of got introduced to God at a young age, and I met some of my lifelong friends there. And it really showed me when I put God first in my life, it'll really take its course the right way.
Yes,
and
very true.
So when I was in high school, I kind of shied away from it. I got caught up in these things, you know, just baseball only.
Okay,
stopped going to church as much as I wish I did.
Right.
And it kind of took me a setback to go, hey, he's here for me. He opened his arms for me. It's time for you to go back there.
Right.
And I got my calling back home to the Lord. And I've used that ever since then to really guide my life and influence others.
Very good.
Towards the Lord.
Very good. Excellent. Yeah. I like that. I appreciate that greatly. Yeah. So you're a baseball player. And tell us about what happened to you and what caused all this to proceed.
So, March 26th of this year, I was doing some stretching in our pitcher's barn before our practice, and we don't have a net up in our barn, and one of my teammates, totally out of accident, threw a ball, sailed it, and hit me straight in my ear,
yeah,
which caused me to lose full hearing on my right side
right.
and suffer a grade 3 concussion. With a lot of bleeding and swelling to the brain, wasn't really white for a while. Tried to come back after about a week and a half, 2 weeks. Don't recommend it.
Right.
Try to pitch, and there's videos of me on the mound wobbling, trying
yes.
to throw.
Right.
But I did that because I felt like I can still help this team. I want to help the team.
Right.
So
right to find God, so that they pray that they don't get hit in the head with a baseball too.
I wanted to show them, like, just because something happens doesn't mean you just gonna shy away.
Doesn't mean that you can't wobble back.
Yeah, I got hit in the head. I'm gonna step on the mound. Like, I'm not scared to step on the mound.
Right,
still,
very good, very good. I mean, that's really brave and courageous, and like a lot of perseverance, right?
Yes, yeah,
and that's pretty amazing because that ball field, you know, because of that traumatic incident. You know, it can be a trigger.
Yes, it's an everyday thing. We have kids all the time who oversell their throwing partners, and will hit the wall. And you'll see me, you know, jump a little bit because I'm still, you know, PTSD from it.
Right.
And obviously, you know, people joke about it and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, it is a PTSD. It's a traumatic experience that I've had to deal with. But it's all about dealing with it the right way and not shying away from it.
Right. And you moved really quickly.
I moved really quickly because of one person. It's not because of me. It's because of him.
Okay, very good.
That's the only reason I moved this quickly, because I prayed to him every night. Yeah. I asked him to show me what he was doing.
Right, exactly. Like, tell me what to do. Exactly. What do I do next?
Exactly. You know, they say, God always says he's never going to put you in a situation that you can't deal with.
Right.
Or that you won't persevere in.
Right.
So, and that's kind of how I feel about this, is I knew when this happened, okay, something good's going to come out of this. Right. Maybe I'll be able to influence others one day. Maybe I'll be able to show kids, like, hey, you can still play sports at a young age and all the way throughout, even with the CI.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
Right, exactly. Like, it's the CI is with you, and it's going to be a part of you. It's going to give this sense back to you, right? But it's not going to define you, per
se. Instead of shying away from it, embrace it.
Yes.
Embrace it. Embrace the change. Embrace being different.
It's okay to be different.
Absolutely.
It makes us unique.
Absolutely.
It's something that makes us different. That's a good thing, to be different.
Very, very. You don't want to be the same.
No.
You want to be your own
not
person.
Not at all. Life would be very boring.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
You want to be your own person. And, you know, it's really cool. I hear my teammates say, dude, that is awesome that you're back out on the mound after 6 months ago.
Right.
Like.
That is awesome. That's very good. So it was March 26th when the incident happened, and then you had surgery when?
I had surgery on, what was that, August 15th.
Okay. And how did that go for you?
Surgery went well. I was obviously a little nervous for it because, again, it's on your head. It's surgery. It's on your head. But at the end of the day, if you say God's got me, that's really all you need.
Yeah.
And you trust the people, and you trust the people around you that are working for you, because you know. They're there for you.
Right. Exactly. Absolutely. So good. And then were there any symptoms after surgery? Any discomfort after surgery?
You know, I think I got lucky in that department. I had a minor headache after when I got out, which is expected. They just went into my head. They just went into my head. Okay. But other than that, no, I wasn't dizzy. Within the first few hours, I had a water bag on my back trying to balance I'm on the mound again.
Oh, good.
Just
good.
Because
excellent.
I'm like, I'm not going to let this...
Right.
2 hour surgery ruin this next week that I've built up for the past 2 months for baseball.
Right, exactly. Because, I mean, you're a baseball player. Your job is baseball.
Yes, and everybody's going to have different symptoms for it. Obviously, the dizziness is one of them.
Yes.
I was very fortunate not to deal with the dizziness.
Right.
Unless I was bending down.
Yes, okay. Unless you're doing, yes, absolutely.
But I was very fortunate not to deal with that many symptoms.
Yes. Actually, it's kind of... It's good to hear that, because the majority of my patients have had very similar experiences. I've only had a very few, like a handful, that had the severe dizziness, which is pretty bad. It's like a few days of it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. But that eventually goes away. But the majority of people were like, it was very easy, just a mild, you know, like a headache.
Yeah.
And it was fine. The anxiety before that was the worst part for them.
If I can give advice
for
the people who need
CIs,
don't sit there and dwell on it after you had it. Don't sit there and dwell on it the day, 2 days, 3 days after you have it. Because at the end of the day, like we spoke earlier, it is a traumatic experience.
Right. Like to lose your hearing.
Yes, lose your hearing in general. Like, it's something that people don't understand as much.
No.
They're never going to understand unless they have it, which my advice is, don't dwell on it. Focus on the people around you. And focus on the road ahead
for
recovery.
Yeah, like just keep moving forward.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
The rear view mirror, I like to say, the mirror in the top and the car, it's always smaller than the back, because never look back. Always look forward.
Yes, that's really good advice. You're an old soul.
I'm an old soul, even though I'm 22.
I need you to meet my sons.
I like to be grounded, so
yeah, stay on the plan. Very good.
Stay determined.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so then let's talk about activation. So you come in, and we typically activate 2 to 3 weeks after surgery, so we allow all the swelling to go down and everything like that. So what was activation like for you? So activation of the cochlear implant, what we're talking about is turning the CI on so we can actually use it for hearing purposes. The surgeon is the one, so it's typically an ENT, otolaryngologist, that puts it into the head with the equipment, and then I end up doing the activation, which turns on the CI, the outside pieces. So that's where he and I and his family, we work very closely on a very rigid schedule to make sure that I'm keeping up with his healing process and optimizing it so he can learn to hear again from it, because essentially a cochlear implant is a foreign object, right? None of us have listened or had to interpret from a cochlear implant. So it's your brain has to quickly go into hyperfocus per se and learn what the signal is that it's getting from the ear, because our ears are literally, or getting from the CI. Our ears and the cochlear implant are literally just there to catch the acoustic signals, the sound waves essentially, but the brain is what interprets that. So that's what we're talking about now. So on activation, what did you hear?
So, you know, when you activate it, it's definitely a lot different, like you were saying.
Yeah. It's man-made.
Kind of like a squeak noise for just a split second. You get used to it though over time. What I heard a lot was a lot of background noises. I didn't hear words at first of it. I heard a lot of the background noises. So like the AC.
You could hear it click on?
Yes.
And you knew it was the AC?
Yes.
That's great.
Yes. The fridge.
Yeah.
I heard the fridge when it turned on. And then, you know, the microwave when you turn on the little vent to suck up the stuff. That one, I heard that too really easily. And you'll see me now. I sit there around the house and I'll be like, I hear something.
Right.
And before that, months ago, I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it was one of those where I'm guessing, trying to figure out where the car is coming from.
Yeah, you have no localization.
Yes.
You need both ears of equal sensitivity, of equal hearing to figure out where sound is coming from.
Yes.
If not, it's always going to come to the better ear.
Yes. And I do want to thank you and your team for that, because y'all really did show me the way to approach it and the way to approach it with a level head.
Oh yeah.
So I really do appreciate
y'all doing absolutely. That with me. I mean, this was actually my passion. You know, I was all introduced to me activating, not the therapy-wise. Therapy-wise, I was introduced to that earlier as a speech pathologist, but once I got to work on my doctorate, my third year, I was introduced to cochlear implants, and I was like, this is what I'll be doing forever. Because I loved it. Yes. It was amazing. It's amazing to watch this journey.
Yeah, I mean, I saw y'all's faces light up, you know, the first time I was able to make out a word after, and it was
it's something amazing.
That really touched my heart. Where I was
it's like, absolutely this is amazing.
Like, this is something I'm doing.
Yes, this is something that you're doing. Your brain is just taking over, and it will if you just allow it.
Yes.
If you just follow along. Your brain, I mean, it's just, you know, I know this is man-made, so it'll never be perfect, but it's really good.
But none of us are perfect.
No, exactly. Exactly. I mean, to compare to a God-given ear, it's not going to be the same thing, but it'll be so close, the closest thing we have at this time to give hearing to people. And it's an amazing journey.
And it definitely works. I can tell y'all firsthand, it definitely works. You know, I take this off now and it feels like I have a black hole in my ear. You can just throw something in there and it goes away.
I know, like it's just nothing's there.
And now, you know, when you have it on, you're like, oh, okay, we can hear some stuff now. Right. We're good on this side.
Exactly. So and then you also let's give Kyler credit here. He did exactly what we told him to do. Like when people get activated with a CI, there is so much work to be done behind it. Meaning that like their first job is to match the sound to the source. So you had to go look for that, like what sound is that? And then in your brain, it's like, I always imagine, like I always do the analogy of it's a bunch of file cabinets, because I'm old school. I'm sure other people do like files in a computer.
No, you're right though.
But like a bunch of file cabinets, and in the drawers, it's all these like folders, and it's like, okay, these are the sounds that the fridge makes. And then it's like your brain matches that sound it gets from the CI, and then it just puts it together. So, and it blocks it in memory. So like the next time you hear it, you know what you're looking for and what you're hearing. So that's what he had to do. It's like that sound to source. And then, you know, the environmental sounds come so quickly and so easily because they're not complex waveforms. Now, speech, totally different story and different beast. Speech is a multitude of frequencies in the speech wave. They're complex waves. So like the brain has to pick it apart to its final, to each signal, each waveform, pretty much every wave, and then interpret it. So it's a lot more complex. It takes a little bit more time, but that's the kind of the science, that is the science behind understanding from them. But he had to work, and he worked, and he did. And he showed me videos. You showed me videos of you and your roommate, and your wife was filming, and, you know, of you practicing this, doing the exercises where, you know, you didn't look at the person. He was about 3 feet away from you, and you were, and he was speaking to the right side of you, the side of your implant, and saying some sentences, and you were figuring out which sentence he just said, and that's practice, and you did it. So you did it, and you followed through, and that is also key. Key is just wearing it. That's the first step. The next key is practicing with it, especially in the first year or two, and then you get to this like level of understanding that it's like a miracle. Like that's how it's amazing what it is able to do for us.
And if I said it was easy, I'd be lying. It's not easy.
Yeah, it's work.
But it doesn't need to be easy because it makes it all the better once it works.
Yes.
Once you have it all together, it makes it all the better. Like
you get what you give, man.
You do. For example, I'm a big guy on music. I love music. Yeah. I love gospel music. I love country music. So
yeah.
I think one of the examples that I like to use is, you know, we'd put on like a country song and I'm trying to figure out the beats of it first.
Very
then
good.
I'm figuring out, oh, it's country. And then I'm trying to figure out, okay, well, what's the sound sound like now? And then, it, like you said, the file folders, and it just keeps reverting and going and going. And then you start figuring it out, and then everything starts kind of becoming a full circle moment.
Exactly. I mean, like especially with music, the easiest thing that we can decipher through music is like follow the percussion, follow the beat, follow the beat. And country seems to be the easiest because it seems to be slower. The vocals, I don't know what it is about country, but it tends to be the easiest.
Probably
for
a little more clearer.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess so. I'm not a big, I love music, don't get me wrong. And I was just introduced, by the way, to Dax.
Mm-hmm.
You know Dax?
I haven't heard his music often. I've heard, I think, one of his songs.
I really like, I was introduced to him like the other day. And so like, I've been listening to him. He's really good. But with music, I always tell people, listen, country tends to be the easiest, and follow the percussion. And once you can follow the percussion all the way through, follow the next thing, whether it's like guitar, but vocals will be last. But essentially, when we do that exercise, what we're doing is we're preparing ourselves to understand speech and noise. And that would be like speech at Gringo's at 7 o'clock in the evening, you know. Or, I mean, even speech and noise is as simple as in our house, because my house is pretty noisy at times because I have 4 dogs and 5 teenage boys and a husband, right? So it's all of us. And it could be just us in the background, TV's on, dishwasher's running, and people are talking. Like, it's speech and noise. Speech and noise is the hardest thing. It's the first thing to go away when we have a hearing loss, even the mildest hearing loss. That's why it's so vital that we treat even a mild hearing loss, because guess what? In the school system, studies have shown that this background noise will be louder at times than the teacher's voice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, with the CI especially, you start out by hearing background noises first.
Yes.
So you have to really focus at that time and really be like goal-driven and motivated.
Hone in on that stuff, right?
Yes.
Exactly. But that's the key. You have to be motivated. You have to be driven. And majority of my patients do very, very well. I have less than a handful of patients that that are not as successful, but that has a lot to do with they're not exposing themselves to speech. They're not exposing themselves even to recorded speech. And they don't really want to do the work behind it. They just want it to happen for them. And despite my extensive counseling, trying to tell and prepare these people, they'll tell me, yes, I'll do everything you say I need to do just to get to the next step. But it's like when it actually happens and occurs, they're not. Like, how, so as a provider, what would you tell me to do? Like, how do I motivate somebody to keep on, like, just work through this, get through this?
You know, I've seen your work. I've seen how your team works, and y'all are very influential, encouraging, you have to do the work, but y'all are going to give us what we need to be successful.
Yeah.
So what I'd say to those people who, you know, don't want to do it is find your purpose.
That's an excellent thing. Yeah.
Find your purpose for it. You're different. Buy into being different.
Right.
Buy into it. Show the world that, hey, just because I can't maybe hear as well as you do at this point, doesn't mean I'm any more different than you are. I can still get up, do what I need to do, go play golf. Go play baseball, go work cattle, spend time with my friends. My friends don't look at me different now.
That's good. Did they look at you differently for a little bit, you think?
For a little bit, I think so, because I couldn't hear.
Okay,
in general.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I also lost, you know, 60% on this side.
Yeah.
So for a bit there, they did, you know, say what, when every time I talked or whatever,
right.
Something like that, something small. And it ate at me for a minute.
Right.
Not going to lie. It ate at me for a bit until
right.
I figured out, I'm better than this. I can persevere through this.
Right.
Keep my eye on God, and that's all that needs to be done.
Exactly.
So if you really want it,
right.
You're going to get driven for it. You're
right.
going to be motivated for it.
Exactly. I mean, you go through the surgery, you get through the other side, and it's like, come on, we got to keep on going. We got to keep on doing this. But you have to do the work behind it.
And I recommend highly talking to somebody.
Yes.
Talking to somebody about this, because it is very hard to keep all the emotions in yourself about this. Especially with one like me where it was a traumatic injury.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep it all in yourself, and then it's just eating you alive and eating you alive. Because us as humans, we really think up here when we need to be here.
Very true.
So talking to people helps us out and be vulnerable.
Yes, and we need to be.
Yes.
Yes. Because we are human.
Yes.
And we are flawed. And we do make mistakes.
It's about how we come back.
Exactly. I mean, that's our true character. Goes down, it's how we handle it. That's when we really see the kind of person we are.
Correct, correct. And I could have went two ways about this.
Oh, absolutely.
I could have shied away, quit baseball.
Yes.
Gone into hiding, done whatever, lost all my friends. I could have.
Yeah, you absolutely could have. You had a choice. You always have a choice.
But I looked
in the
face. We
always have a choice.
And I didn't shy away from it. So.
That's good. You should be very proud of yourself. You're right, because not everybody would have done that.
Yes.
Yeah. Some people prefer to, you know, be very sad and let that sadness eat them up. And then they stay there and excessively long. And then they kind of live in that sorrow
mm-hmm.
for
and
themselves.
I think about the younger generation. Who am I to them if I have a CI and I shy away from it
right.
and I don't be a good role model and a positive influence for them?
Yes.
What's that going to do to 6 or 7 kids down the line?
Yeah, exactly.
Who maybe want to play baseball, but they see this podcast and say, oh, well, he gave up.
Yeah, no.
Maybe I should give up too.
No.
Or
you should never give
say,
up.
They should see it and say, hey, he still did this.
Right.
He persevered. He had a smile on his face. That's what I want to be like.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Very good. That's why I've always, as soon as I met you, I was like, I know you have a reason for this. That you could see it. You exude this vibe that's like, you're going to do great things in your life, and it's going to be great things for people. You're going to serve people.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You could see it.
The ultimate
it's
goal.
Coming. It's, I mean, you are doing it right now.
Yes.
You know, it's going to be things like this, or, you know, like there's going to be great opportunities coming your way.
Anyway, like, you know, one day my ultimate goal is one day to hopefully I'm walking down the street or walking, you know, at the mall or whatever, and some kid comes up to me and
he
says,
recognizes
hey, I watched
you.
A podcast about
that's
you.
Awesome.
You really saved my life or something like that
yes.
on my CI. Like,
right.
that's something I want to do now.
Right.
That is something I take pride in.
Exactly. And I think you're on that road, man. You're doing it.
Thank you. Thank
you. You're doing it. That's awesome. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I know.
I mean, it's not possible without you.
Well, thank you. I'm a tool that God gives us people as, you know, he works through me to serve you. That's my purpose, is to serve you.
I'd call you a helper.
Helper? Is that it? Is that sound better?
A servant, a helper.
That's good. Yeah, yeah. But that, I feel like, you know, God puts, you know, people in our paths to help us and to get us through whatever. And so I feel like that's what I want to be. I want to be kind of like a vessel or whatever you want to call it, to serve people and to help people.
Correct. And you know, people may think like, oh, she's just working with the CIA. No, you're working with our heads also. Like, you're showing us there is, there's hope.
I am in your head. That's right.
You showed us there's hope. And that's a big thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it's an important role. And absolutely. I have to be, it is something I take with great honor. And I am very careful and I cherish. You know, I take with great gratitude that people, I'm honored for people that trust me for me to serve. You know, I mean, that's why I swear, I think my son is alive today, who's actually turning 18 years old tomorrow. My son is alive today because of all of his medical providers and neurology at Texas Children's Hospital that got him through his brain surgery. If it wasn't for them, my son would not be here today. And I know that. And so I am paying it forward, because without them, I would have never made it.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, my son wouldn't have, and then it would have changed me too.
Exactly. And, you know, who am I to, you know, you're a positive role model and influence in my life now by showing me that I could do more. Who am I to just sit there and say, well, she did this for me, maybe I just stop here.
Right.
No, pass it down.
Yeah, you
pass
exactly.
It down.
You
create
pay
a chain.
It forward. Yes, exactly. And that's what I think I've been doing and trying to do. Okay. So I wanted to, we have 5 more minutes. So let's get back on what it was like. I know you had a small stint of it, but it's so fresh. What was it like having a hearing loss? Why is it so vital for us to treat the hearing loss?
It's vital because people think it just, oh, it's just my hearing.
Yeah,
no,
it's not.
No, it's a lot more. It messed with my equilibrium. Which my balance went away.
Yes, because it will do that. Even when we're not like suddenly, like not a sudden hearing loss. Yours was from trauma, yes. A blunt hit. Others could be a virus and it'll wipe it out in a day.
Anything.
But even a gradual hearing loss, that will really, if you let it get severe, it's going to affect your balance. And then it's going to take away your cognition. And then it takes away your independence.
And the more you go pushing it off, pushing off the surgery or pushing off whatever you need to get
the
done
treatment,
for it,
hearing aids.
The worse it's going to get. Like,
yeah.
So I had to wait after my first doctor appointment, I'd say about 5 months, four months, 5 months. And my left ear was gradually going down because it was overcompensating and using.
Yeah, it was working it hard.
Yes. So,
yes,
I mean, I recommend get it done.
Yes.
Get it done
right,
for sure.
Exactly. Why? Yes, exactly. So very good. And it does affect us emotionally too when we have.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. It's a toll. It's a trial and a tribulation is what it is.
Yes.
It's something that God laid out already, had laid out in your path. But he says, he can handle this, she can handle this, they can handle this, whatever.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, like I said earlier, God, he's never going to put us in a situation we can't persevere in.
No, not at all.
You know, losing your hearing, you know, yes, it messes with your equilibrium. It maybe loses your taste, your senses for a bit.
It's off.
Depth perception. But it's all about looking past it and saying, I can still do stuff.
Yes.
I'm not somebody who can't do anything anymore just because I have a couple flaws.
Right. Yeah. And possibly just to make it clear, so he was talking about his taste and that kind of stuff. So the 8th and the 7th nerve are very close together. They're neighbors. So when like he had a blunt trauma to the head from a baseball, so more than likely affected both his 8th and 7th nerve. So that's why he's caught saying, sharing that. That was his symptomology. But these emotional and these emotional consequences, as well as the physical consequences, is it doesn't have an age to it. No. It doesn't matter what our age is. We experience it the same way.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm 22 years old college. And, you know, there was days where it was bad and I was down.
Yes.
There was days where I looked at it the great way.
Yes, exactly.
But, I mean.
It's up and down.
It is. It's one of those things where people can't really relate to it. So you sit there and you try to dwell on it and sit on it yourself and keeping it inside you.
Right.
Instead of talking to somebody. What's that that program you were talking about?
Lace. I like Lace.
Lace is good. And then the one you speak to somebody.
It's oral rehab.
No. The therapy.
The therapy?
The therapy for like trauma.
EMDR?
EMDR.
Okay.
EMDR.
Yes, EMDR. Yeah.
I recommend that because it's hard. You do keep
That's what a psychotherapist.
Yes, you keep it on you and you dwell it on you.
Yeah.
And if you don't have anybody to talk to, talk to me. I have social media. Please reach out to me.
Well, tell them where your social media is.
It is Instagram. It's Kyler.M1. Please reach out to me if y'all can. I would love to share my testimony with y'all. I'm sure Dr. Santarelli would love to also. There's so many valuable assets we have nowadays that you can use instead of sitting there by yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're not alone.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much. It was a great podcast. I know. First of many, I believe.
I hope so. I hope so.
Well, great. Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And so I will be talking more about Kyler's experience. And I really appreciate your time. And I really appreciate the kind words.
Thank you all for letting me be on here.
Yeah, of course.